Gateway News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Testimony Thursday in the impeachment inquiry undercut the main line of U.S. President Trump's defense. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was operating outside official diplomatic channels in Ukraine and was involved in a domestic political errand for President Trump.
And I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the testimony doesn't change the facts.
No, facts are on the president's side. The truth is on the president's side.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he could resist no more going down the path of impeachment.
This president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The White House and Senate Republicans are gearing up for a Senate impeachment trial. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The White House and Senate Republicans are preparing for a Senate impeachment trial. Two people familiar with the session tell the Associated Press Republican senators were at the White House Thursday to discuss strategy. One aide says the meeting lasted about an hour. President Donald Trump also had lunch with a different group of Republican senators. On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator John Kennedy told reporters,
"When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right.
Republicans control the Senate 53-47. 51 votes are needed to acquit the president in an impeachment trial. Mike Gracia, Washington.
One of the Islamic State's most feared affiliates has suffered a significant setback, though U.S. officials caution reports the terror group was obliterated or overblown. U.S. officials confirmed Thursday that Islamic State Khorasan, as the terror group's Afghan affiliate is called, collapsed in the country's eastern Nangarhar province following months of fighting. A senior counterterrorism official told VOA that surrendered Islamic State fighters said they were told to leave Nangarhar for Kunar province. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says that he wants U.S. tech giant Apple to use its talent and financial capital to help develop telecommunications infrastructure for a 5G wireless network in the United States. He made the comments while visiting an Apple plant in Austin, Texas. VOA's Michelle Quinn.
Amid the months-long trade war with China, Trump and Apple CEO celebrated Apple making something in the U.S.
The nice part here is not to worry about tariffs. Because when you build in the United States, you don't have to worry about tariffs.
Chinese factories make most of Apple's products and components, which are subject to U.S. tariffs when they come into this country. But several months ago, Apple won a tariff exemption for some computer parts and said it would keep production of its newly designed Mac Pro at the manufacturing plant in Austin, Texas. The visit highlights the impact of tariffs even on manufacturing jobs in the U.S. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has led the country for 13 years, was indicted by the country's top prosecutor on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in an investigation the leader has called an attempted coup. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The prime minister is accused of wrongfully accepting $264,000 in gifts from business tycoons and giving favors in return for favorable media coverage. He could face up to 10 years in prison. He's under no legal obligation to resign at this point, and he's always denied any wrongdoing. But it comes as the country is already facing the prospect of its third election in less than a year. Because Netanyahu wasn't able to form a coalition government, and then his main rival, Benny Gantz, also failed to do so.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. The world economy risks entering an extended period of low growth if nations do not take urgent action to address lots of factors. That's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development on Thursday. In its quarterly assessment of the global economy, the OECD predicts growth will not accelerate next year and only moderately in the year 2021. The OECD chief economist Lawrence Boone said that at a Paris News conference that they project growth to stabilize at low levels, but their main fear is that it's here to stay. Boone said that the growing uncertainty stems from recently erected trade barriers, the lack of adequate investment to mitigate climate change, and high-impact political developments like Brexit. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. There'll be some beautiful, hot, rocking sounds from this great continent that will be knocking on your doors today. But later on the show, I'll be talking to the author of the book, Clouds of a Ghoulish War. And that is Sierra Leonean-born Bobby David Boyo. We will talk about his new book that is now out. So stay tuned and don't go away. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we introduce this beautiful song by Nilante from Ghana, Baby Be Mine. Yes, Nilante is an award-winning vocalist and physician specialist, also known as Dr. Nilante Blankson. And in fact, on the 16th of November 2019, he was honored with a special award at an event organized by the Trust Hospital at the Ibis Style Accra Airport City Hotel. So I want to say congratulations to you, Dr. Nilante, and I'll be starting off with your song today, Baby Be Mine. And right after that, Osoji by Josephine Atanga from Cameroon, another award-winning gospel singer, and Godwin by Corridor Bello of Nigeria. But Baby Be Mine right now by Dr. Nilante of Ghana.
Shorty, I can take you there. Phone soon, I'm on me, friend. Promise no go keep you chair. Check me now, open and make up, make up first. Shorty, I can take you there. Phone soon, I'm on me, friend. But new pan, I can hear me with your bonnet. Hallen warning, they can try no go stupid, my baby.
She give me the sign, can't make you don't try, for me can beat on The Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Change my name to God you win. No more, I don't buy more to God you win. They say my market no go sell for God you win. And then we say I no go blue for God you win. Then my brother, make them try their luck. My God go win, no my God go win, no my Lord go win, no. Exam now, God you win, yeah. And then we say you no go pass for God you win, yeah. You wake up see to the last song now, God you win. Robbers they rob, they no see you win, God you win. They no see you my sister. Oh yeah, better fast.
Beautiful African songs coming to you on the African beat today. Korede Bello of Nigeria, and right before that, Otosowo G by the award-winning Cameroonian gospel singer Josephine Otanga, and Baby Be Mine by Nee Lante of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America. Don't forget, my guest today is the author of the book Clouds of a Ghoulish War, Bobby David Boyo from Sierra Leone. We'll be talking about this book, and you want to know all about the civil war in Sierra Leone and Liberia. Well, there is some real explanation here for you today with some beautiful music to go with it. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back. The African beat on The Voice of America. Takamba is the next track that we are going to play on the show. We Are More for Each Other by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali. Thank you. Remember by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. My guest will be right here when I come back, so stay tuned.
African Beats.
Africa. Africa.
Voice of America.
All right, to all our people out there, this is the African Beat on The Voice of America. You know that on the African Beat, we bring you some good quality music, but sometimes we try to bring you some other stuff that Africans are doing out there that is putting the continent on the map. And so we incorporate book writers, we incorporate fine artists, dancers, you name it. As long as it is talent, then we are ready to share it with you. And so today we have a very accomplished individual. He has just written a book, and this book is beginning to spread across the world. And it is not a fiction, it is a real life story. Okay? And my guest for today is Bobby David Boyo. Am I saying that right?
Yes, that is very right, sir. That is very true.
All right. Well, welcome to the African Beat, Bobby.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
You know, I would have loved to be calling you David, but since I'm David, let's go with Bobby.
Okay. That's fine, too. That's okay.
All right. That sounds good. Okay. First of all, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Bobby?
Well, Bobby actually is a lawyer and once a journalist. I still believe I'm still a journalist. And I've worked for the District of Columbia Office of the Attorney General for the past nearly 18 to 19 years now. And I work here in Washington, D.C. At one point in my career, I was asked to go back to Sierra Leone and work for the Special Court for Sierra Leone when it was established at the end of the war in 2002. So I was a member of the first contingent of prosecutors and other lawyers who were dispatched to Sierra Leone to set up the Special Court for Sierra Leone. And in that capacity, I was the case manager for the Office of the Prosecutor. So I worked with David Crane and others. So it was a wonderful experience. I was happy to go back and give back to my country in that capacity, which was to actually try to investigate and bring to justice those who bear the greatest responsibility for war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in the territory of Sierra Leone during the 10-year rebel war. And so I found myself in Sierra Leone and working for the Special Court. And it was a wonderful experience. I got a lot of exposure. And after serving for 2 years on the court, I came back to my duty station in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you were making that statement about yourself, you said, those who bear the greatest responsibility. That was a very powerful line in Sierra Leone. When that line comes to your door, know that something else is going to happen. But anyway, I am sure you will agree with me when I say that he's a very accomplished man. Because from all what you've said, then I think you are.
Well, you may say that. I like to maintain a low profile. But the fact of the matter is I graduated from Frobe College. Then I worked as a journalist in the country for some time, and then I ended up in Germany studying advanced journalism, I mean newspaper journalism mainly. And then I went to London. In London, I decided to go to law school, and I graduated from South Bank University Department of Law. Came here in Washington, D.C., and I pursued further studies at Georgetown University Law Center. So I came out with an LLM in
This is the Bobby David Boyo that we will be very, very proud of. As a Sierra Leonean sitting in front of you and you telling me all of that makes my head blow up. because I am so proud of you right now. With all of these accomplishments, I am truly, truly proud of you. But today we are not here just to talk about who Bobby is. We're here to talk about your book that you've written, Clouds of a Ghoulish War.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm proud to be here, and I'm pleased to engage you to talk about the book, Clouds of a Ghoulish War. And thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right. Well, for those of you who are out there and you're listening, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast from Washington, D.C., Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005. And, of course, on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live program from South Sudan. Let's take a quick music break. We'll be right back with my guest. And the song I'm going to play is some real old song from Sierra Leone, and it's called Salon Miland, done by Cool Don K. Let's enjoy this one, and we'll be right back with our guest.
So we know it's not the same, me man, then. If it's come together, cause no other person no come for make Salon pass week. Listen to the lyrics, the message, learn some lesson and get some blessing. Go to utter we for yegi, then they shoot and they loot. That man, they don't die, but then picking the cry. The problem just a pile, nobody know the smile. And because it's all just a double, people they grumble. Say, they not go able, the country not stable. Waiting for do? Now for stop the fets, make use of waiting we get. Forgive and forget, let us swell a bit of medicine so we go well. It's God your blessing, Salon go well. That's in the whoop go day, and then go the pay. Then big business man go come, so we said go come. Book man go only tool, the king go na school. We go travel up and down, it go plenty na tone. The one with the single play, but set go get small. No to lie, we never try to amplify, but first, let we beg God for this one word.
Salon Milan, Salon Milan, Salon that we own. Salon for me, Salon for you, Salon for we all. To we the gun, to we the gun, let we let for run. To we the gun, to we the gun, let we get some fun.
The brother Salon man there, and sister there. Them man they left for sleep, now begin creep, yeah, you know, man they feel pain and strain, but I believe in the end, we must get gain, if we listen to the lesson, we'll get some blessing, now we all they beg God for this one word, and now this way, if we say we go get one word, let we left Akata and Fala Makata, stop the badat and Kongosa, now by the way they all them bad news can scatter, so man they still fool, but all way them go school. He goes so the cancel, you talk this and talk that he puts for me. They just a tick. You think you really wanna so man can go na corner and make member. Who send this thing good up? All man look corrupt, even thinking we're just born. People they go up and down at the tongue. What's in the cause that? Now the fet. So mommy and daddy, let we come together for this one word.
Salon Milan, Salon Milan, Salon.
Welcome back, Salon Miland. I'm sure you remember that song. It's a long, long time ago. But now let's come to this book, Clouds of a Ghoulish War. First of all, let me just commend the person or the artist who did the cover of this book. It is right on point, and it is telling every story there. So I just want to commend that individual. So let's go to the book. What actually prompted you? I know you're a journalist, or used to be, but once a journalist is always a journalist. That is why, in fact, you decided to go into this kind of writing, you know. But what, when you went back to Sierra Leone and you were on a special assignment, what actually prompted you to start writing a book like this?
Oh, Mr. David Vanier, that is a great question. But first of all, the artist who designed this cover is called Amadou Tawari. I just want to give him credit. And he lives in Freetown, Sierra Leone. He's a great guy. Now, I mean, this is a book I was inspired to write. I did not go out to Sierra Leone to write. I went there to help in the prosecution of people who committed atrocities in our country. But during my experience in going out in the field and talking to witnesses and looking for witnesses and interviewing witnesses, trying to accumulate evidence so we can use to prepare the first indictment, I was able to talk to people whose story actually moved me. Because I'm talking about the real victims, people who were woken up in the middle of the night by gunshots and gunfire and driven out of the houses. Sometimes their houses were set on fire, and some who were lucky were able to escape into the forests, sometimes under rain during the rainy season. And people trekked in forest day in and day out without food, without most times water, until they were able to get to safety. I heard about stories of rape and killings, both in Liberia and in Sierra Leone. And I'm talking about people who escaped from Liberia, sometimes we call refugees and returnees. Because if you can remember, Sierra Leoneans who settled in Liberia and had to return to Sierra Leone during the war, we call them returnees. And there were Liberians who were running away from their own war in Liberia and came to Sierra Leone, and those were refugees.
As refugees, and it happened vice versa.
Yes, it happened.
When the war escalated, Sierra Leoneans were running to Liberia as refugees.
Yes, exactly. And so when I listened to those stories, and I realized that these stories will not be told by the Western media, or government reporting sources would never tell these stories directly coming from these victims. And therefore, I was inspired to be a mouthpiece to tell their story. And that is the story you see in Clouds of a Gaulish War. It's about the story of ordinary people, families, who actually suffered immensely.
So as you go into that, can you just highlight one story from somebody that you talked to at that moment?
Well, there is a story which I, first of all, came from a returnee from Liberia in this book. This returnee actually came back from Liberia into Pujon District. And my characters are fictional characters, so I can name them, right? That's Kadi. Kadi escaped from Liberia. You know, it was a story of a harrowing story, because their village, their town was attacked, and the husband was away, and they were shooting all over, you know, and he had a little baby, and both of them were hiding under the bed, you know, and the rebels break into their house, came in, and we are carrying away, just loading stuff and everything. So they were actually under the bed trying not to talk, not to even cough. But she was the little baby, you know. And then there was a grenade that exploded outside. And they giggled while they were under the bed. And the rebels realized they were there. So they got them out and pushed the little girl out into the living room. And two of the rebels raped her. And then, after they were done, she came out and saw a vehicle standing outside. People were getting into the vehicle. And she just said, you know what? Let me just get out of here. And then she grabbed her baby, picked up a few things and put in the bag, and they ran away into the vehicle. So that was how she escaped. They ran away into the vehicle, and on their way, there was a roadblock. Rebels were manning the checkpoint. And so the driver, in his own wisdom, made up his mind that if I stop here, we are all going to be dead. So what he did was to actually attempt as if he was going to slow down and stop. And once he got to the roadblock, he drove through it with vehement speed. And once out, the rebels jumped out of the way for their lives, And then, but they started shooting at the vehicle. So they shot at the vehicle. My character was wounded. So many people died. Some people were shot in the head. And the driver was shot in the hand. But he kept going. They were able to go far enough for them to abandon the vehicle on the road and then go into the forest. Now, the story about how they traveled in the forest for days.
That one we can leave it for people to die the people.
People of Africa, political leaders, extremist militants, all perpetrators of war and crime, for Africa to develop, give peace a chance, for the children of Africa to grow. That's why we are crying for peace.
Sent on another mission to investigate those who bear the greatest responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then, was it out of sympathy for the people, or because, like you said earlier, the Western media or whoever or the government of the day would not even report what those local people were saying? Because most times we hear what the government is doing and what the, maybe the other side is doing, or the soldiers or the rebels, but the actual people, the actual victims of the war, their stories were not reported. So was that part of the reason why this book came out?
Well, absolutely. You know, because as I said earlier, I was inspired. First and foremost, I'm Sierra Leonean. You know, and I went there and saw all these atrocities committed against our people. Even the Liberians are my people, are our people. We are the same people. And there were so many Liberian refugees in Sierra Leone everywhere when I was there. You know, not everybody who spoke to became a witness for the special court. But we did speak to many, many, many people when I was there. And so those stories actually
motivated me to write this book.
So were those who actually were witnesses, are you telling me that what is in this book is part of their story?
Well, it may be part of their story. Because I'm a writer, okay? So I write based on my experience and the experience of what I have obtained from people I've spoken to. So the stories that I narrated in this book, which is not just a straight narrative of just the war, because if you read this book, you will see that I'm talking about socio-economic conditions in both countries, Liberia and Sierra Leone. Factors that actually led to this outbreak of war.
And I want you to hold it right there because we're going to come to that. That was going to be my next question to you. But right now we'll take a quick break and we'll take a music break. And the next song I'm going to play is Case. And this is done by Tenny from Nigeria. And I want you to just enjoy it. And we'll be back with my guest. So stay tuned and don't go away.
I climb the bridge for your case. Enter water for your case. I punch the judge for your case. Anything you want, baby, that's for you, baby. Fire case yo, fire case yo, no. Fire case yo, fire case yo, no. Cause my papa no be Dangote or Adeleke, but we go day okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, my papa no be Dangote or Adeleke, but we go day okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I go shoot for your case. I go slack my way for your case. I go call them CEO Luoma. I go report.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy and my guest today is Bobby David Boyo from Sierra Leone originally and still yet. And because we're not going to give him up because he's got to go back and do some more good stuff for that country. All right. And so he's my guest and he's the writer, the author of the book, Clouds of a Ghoulish War. And so you came face to face with rebels, right?
Yeah.
And were you able to get from them why in the first place they started a war in their own country?
Well, the best way I will explain this, if for somebody reading this book to listen to a commando who actually gave a speech in Pujon district after Gubaru was taken. If you recall the history, you will remember that the rebels took Pujon district for 3 months and they held Pujon. And during that 3 months, the rebels established an administration. And when they attacked the village, the heroine of this book, called Wuya, was there in Gubaru. And Wuya and everybody else in the township were captured and made resident or subject of the rebels. Now, on the day of the invasion of Pujon, including Gubaru, the rebels held a meeting. And the commando delivered a speech. It's a harrowing speech. It would be interesting for people to read that.
Read that particular speech.
I think it's page 131, if I'm not mistaken. If you have time, you can look at it.
Okay.
And everything you need to know about why the rebels attacked Sierra Leone and why the war happened is in that speech.
Hmm.
To summarize, when the rebels started his speech, he alone sat on the table, and there were two human skulls on the other side of the table. He first of all took out a bottle and showed it to the crowd. I said, "You see this bottle? This is human blood. This is not what I drink for water." And they said, "These skulls here, these two skulls, these are the skulls of the last man we ate, the last man we ate. Because I eat people who don't obey my orders. And I can tell you that human flesh is one of the best meats you can ever taste."
Wow.
That was his introduction. And I won't go there until people read. Let people read the rest of what he said. And you want to know why the war happened? That direct from the horse's mouth. The rebel commando said it all. And believe me, after his speech, the young men who were around were galvanized and they were motivated. They were the ones who started training other people now to start using weapons. Because the speech was so motivating.
Yes, Ghoulish of, Clouds of a Ghoulish War is the book that we're talking about. It's a novel and you need to get it. But you know, when I was reading, I came across a particular part in the book that talked about Wuya's dream. Now that you mentioned Wuya, you know, I just want to throw light on that dream a little bit. Sometimes people will say, oh, it's just a dream.
Okay.
So what actually happened in Wuya's dream?
Well, as a writer, of course, I'm also a literary student. So in my book, I try to use some symbolisms. Okay. Symbolisms, imageries, you know, that will portend what to come. So Wuya's dream, Wuya and her husband, Kapindi, who is the actual hero of the book, arranged that Wuya should go back to Pujon. So before Wuya left Freetown for Pujon, she had this terrible dream. The dream basically was that they were in this boat with her fellow students of the Holy Rosary Old Guard Students Association of Pujon District. And so they were heading for a picnic across the Wanje River. You know, and then the boat capsized and Wuya could not swim. So she ended up on the bank of, on the other side of the river. And where she started seeing creatures who were dressed in, you know, animal skin, cowries and horns and all of that stuff. You know, and she was trying to escape from these people. So as God will have it, in the dream, she actually became like a bird and flew over the forest, trying to find her way out, you know. And in the dream, she also crash-landed somewhere and she woke up. So my point of the dream is to portend the coming of the rebels. The rebels had not come to Sierra Leone at that time.
With a book like this, don't you think This is something that should be used in schools and universities across Sierra Leone, or maybe even in other parts of Africa or across the world, so that people, because that war is one thing, because I was there, and I know what you're talking about. But we can forgive what happened, but I don't think we should forget. But so what this book is telling me here is that people can see, can read this book, and know that we're not supposed to go back to where we were. So have you tried to let this book be used in schools and colleges across the country?
Well, I've tried and I'm still trying. And the good news is that actually for about 3 semesters now, this book was taught at Illinois State University at Normal in Illinois. You know, and the students who are using it for 4th, 2nd, and 3rd year, I had the opportunity to be on Skype. The professor arranged for me to be on Skype and actually talk to the student live, you know, when they were in the classrooms. And if you look at the back cover of the book, somewhere in the inside back cover, you will see some of the comments that the student made when they read the book. And I will give credit to Professor Sammy Kamara, who is also Sierra Leonean, who was teaching at Illinois State University at the time, who actually specializes in war novels, you know, and decided that this was a good book for him to teach his students.
What about Sierra Leone?
Well, in Sierra Leone, I've reached out to the government, some people in the government, because I want the book to be read not just at university level, but also at high school level. Because my purpose is that, I mean, we are putting the war behind us. We have done that by the grace of God we have. And the politicians will want us to do that and forget about it. But my point is, the war is the most significant event in our history ever. Okay, independence was great. We had it. We fought for it. Did we fight for it? I don't remember that. But we got it. But since independence, there has been no other significant event in our history other than the war. And there has been no other cataclysmic event in our history that actually brought our nation to the verge of extinction more than the war. So my purpose is, young people, whether they had experience of the war or not, should read this book to remind themselves that never, never again should any Sierra Leonean take arms against their kith and kin, their brothers and sisters, and that we are one people. Let us find alternative ways of serving our cause, but not through war. And the same message goes to Liberians.
Yeah.
Takamba by Fatuma Tajawara of Mali. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. I want to say a very big thank you to my guest, Bobby David Boyo, the author of the book, Clouds of a Ghoulish War. We will bring you the final part of this interview next week on The African Beat. So with all of this, I want to thank you for joining me today on The African Beat. The final part of this interview will be aired next week, and we will keep you posted. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you a pleasant day.
This is the